Good morning and welcome to Inside Ed. Joining me is my co-host Lucky Pires, as usual on our podcast, today being the Monday, 23rd of March 2026. And we focus mainly our top stories on the President's Knockout Schools Rugby quarterfinals worked out over the weekend. And also we have some news for you from the land of the White Clouds, New Zealand, where New Zealand men and women are playing against South Africa. But our top story is rugby today. Now, remember that Wesley beat St. Peter's in a well-fought contest by 36 points to 29, and they were the first team to enter the semi-finals of the prestigious President's Schools Knockout Rugby Tournament sponsored by Dialogue. Now, yesterday, we had three games being played. The first between Trinity and Zahira, the second between St. Thomas's and Royal College, and the third between St. Joseph's and Isipathana. Let me start off with what happened at the Sugardasa Stadium, where Trinity beat Zahira by 32 points to 23, but they will be disappointed the way they performed yesterday. They've got 13 players who played in the champions side last year, but their performance this year looks a little bit out of sort. They are not very good in attack. The defense is something that Trinity has to worry about. They had conceded 10 penalties, and mind you, they were led by 11 points to 10 at the breather by Zahira. Now, many experts expected this game to be a one-sider, but fair enough, Trinity came back very strongly in the second half, and they played the last 7 minutes of the game approximately with only 13 men on the field, which means their discipline was not up to par. On the side of Zahira sadly had lots of handling errors. Speaking to Tony Amit and also to Shane Dulava of Trinity, Tony Amit from Zahira and Shane Dulava from Trinity, they shared their thoughts. Tony Amit felt that there were too much of handling errors by the Zahira team, but he quickly added that Trinity looked superior. Now, Shane Dulava has a very strong point. He said Trinity's tackling is not up to par, that unless otherwise they have an overall improvement in their mindset, that Trinity will have problems, because in the next round, that is the semi-finals, they'll be facing a strong Wesley outfit. Right, the second quarter-final was between St. Thomas's and Royal College. The Thomian grit was very well noticed because they led 5-0 up until 5 minutes from the breather, where Royal touched on with a goal. So Royal took the breather on 7 points to 5. And Royal ended up being far superior in the second half. They got to 25 points, while the Thomians did not score at all in the second half. So the Royalists are joining the Trinitians to go through to the semi-finals. Now, the third game was pretty debatable between St. Joseph's and Isipathana. Isipathana was also very guilty, very similar to Trinity. They too were not up to their best yesterday. True, they led the first half by 7 points to 3, but Josephians played a bad game. They missed tackles, they were not very sharp in their defense, and that helped Isipathana to win the game by 22 points to 10. But both Trinity and Isipathana will be disappointed, despite the fact they have qualified for the semi-finals, because their performances in yesterday's quarterfinals was not up to scratch. So let's take a look at the semi-finals coming up. Trinity will play Wesley and Royal College against Isipathana. And let me tell you, this is my personal opinion. I've seen all four teams play. I've seen some of the teams that have been knocked out in the preliminary rounds, which means the pre-quarters and the quarters. But the team that looks very convincing And our favorite to win the championship this year is none other than Wesley. Right, I'll leave you with those thoughts as far as rugby is concerned. Now we go for the fourth T20 between South Africa and New Zealand. Like I made mention earlier on our podcast, that both South Africa and New Zealand are playing a 5 T20 series in Kiwiland. But what's interesting is they are trying a lot of their bent strength. Right. South Africa came out with a sterling performance and they, in fact, got the better of New Zealand, winning the game comprehensively yesterday, which means the series is now squared. Remember, South Africa won the first game comprehensively. New Zealand came right back and won the second game. And the Kiwis even won the third game. But yesterday, they came second best. Let's take a look at the scorecard. South Africa made 164 for 5. Connor Easter-Hudden made 57. Rubin Herman, 29. Tony DiZori, who opened batting, made 23 for the Proteas. Carl Jamieson, 2 for 29. Zar Focals, 1 for 35. Ben Sears, 1 for 22. And Cole McIntyre, 1 for 26. The Kiwis were bowled out in the 19th over for 145. So they've conceded this game. Right, the top scorer was, of course, Tim Robinson, who made 32. Dan Cleaver made 26. And as far as the bowling was concerned, the one who really impressed was Keshav Maharaj, 2 for 22. Gerald Coetzee at the seamer, 3 for 31. Swapnil Boatman, 2 for 30. And Subhrayanju, another spinner, took 2 for 13 for the Proteas. So congratulations, the Proteas have equaled the series. So the fifth T20 is going to be the decider of the 5 T20 series. And the women, that is the Proteas women, took on New Zealand. And the Proteas women, in fact, had a bad day. So Kiwis win this game by 6 wickets. So look at the main scores. South Africa women 159 for the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. Sune Luse made 30. Andrea Derrickson made 55. And Nandini Clark getting among the runs at last. She made 20. Jessie Kerr for New Zealand was the best bowler. She took 3 for 16. And the Kiwis get there with ease. They make 160 for 4. Thanks to Sophie Devine, who made 64. George Plimmer opened the innings. She made 29. And Amila Kerr, the captain, made 31. Cole Tyrone, 2 for 13. So some interesting news as far as cricket is concerned. So, cricket will have a slumber, definitely, right through this week. But we are looking forward for the IPL. The first game scheduled to start on Saturday between Bangalore and Hyderabad. So that is something that we can look forward to. Sunrisers Hyderabad and Bangalore, which could be a very, very interesting opening game. We'll also keep you updated tomorrow on some of the cricket news that we do have for you. And we'll try to get more news for you about what's happening, actually, the inside story of the President's Rugby Schools Knockout Tournament, which is a very prestigious event here in Sri Lanka. Thank you for being in our company. It gives me immense pleasure by thanking all of you on behalf of my co-host, Lakith Peeris, as well. Sit back, relax, get your headsets on. We spin your record for your listening pleasure.